What's going on, people? You're locked into The Point Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Go on your bed, both your watch. Listen to the podcast. Go on your bed. Anyone that's 13 years and in that, maybe that's your bed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, so episode 2, The Point. Welcome back to another episode. Really happy with the feedback that we've been getting from some of you guys in terms of our first episode. Shout out all our confidants and
shout out to
all the listeners.
Thank you to all the listeners. We really appreciate it. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't actually believe it. Oh my gosh,
yes. We're on iTunes.
Oh snap, iTunes.
Mama, I'm on iTunes. So today's topic, today's point is
why are you gonna jump straight to that?
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, man.
How's everyone doing, lads? What are you saying to me?
I'm good.
How's
man.
The week been?
I'm good. You know, I'm on this regime right now. This journey that I call unlock sexiness. You know? Because right now I'm like flubber. You can
flubber.
I look like flubber right now, man. The fat is just everywhere. Uh-oh. So you know, I'm just on this unlock sexiness, getting gym, eating right. You know, it's going well. About to start week 7. You know, my journey. Come on, don't know.
How many days do you go gym a week?
3 to 4 times a week. Yeah.
And what time do you go?
4:20. I wake up 4:20.
Ooh.
Like iron all my clothes and all that for work. And whatnot, and then leave the house at 5:15 to get the 5:25 train to Greenwich, go gym, then go work. Yay!
Afro goes bait gym.
I go bait gym. So if you know where, if you know I go to gym in Greenwich, you know which one I'm talking about. bait gym.
Oh my goodness.
So I've been trying to unlock sexiness for the last 3-5 years, like 3 to 5 years. I say 3 to 5 years because there was a year when I wasn't on it, innit? But fam, this year, 2016. 2016, let it be the year of buffness, man. It needs to be the year of buffness.
Yeah. Someone is coming, bro.
Yeah. Right, how you guys doing anyway?
Yeah, I'm decent. I don't know why. Decent is sounds negative, doesn't it? But it's actually good. Because decent to me is just like content. I'm good, yeah. Just working, editing, producing.
Come on.
Yeah, so... Yeah, more stuff. Yeah, I'm going to start putting stuff on SoundCloud as well now, actually, because I got a bit of feedback from the last podcast, the first one.
Point one.
Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, I got good feedback, so I'm going to actually start putting stuff out there. So, yeah. Mike Love.
Yes, sir. My love did.
Loved it.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Like you said, feel content. Working, you know, starting to maneuver with my creative endeavors now. So
come on.
Video edits.
Come on.
Big words out here.
Music, you know, small stuff here and there. You know, not neglecting the passions, even though, you know, you got to make that paper and get your 9-to-5 in order. Yeah, man. So I'm good. Feeling content. Feeling good. So today we are talking about the Oscars and Beyonce's Blacklash.
Blacklash, not Backlash.
So some of you may have heard and some of you may have seen the video footage and all the opinions that have been flying around regarding the Oscars and the nominations. So not too long ago, the nominations were made for the Oscars. And there's been an uproar in the African-American community, I would say predominantly, with regards to the lack of diversity in terms of the actors that have been nominated for awards this year. Jada Pinkett Smith has come out with a video effectively saying that she is boycotting the Oscars. Her and Spike Lee have also, you know, well, Spike Lee's also mentioned it on his Instagram and stuff that he won't be attending the Oscars.
Is Will attending?
Will's not attending.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Will's not attending as a result of his wife not going. So she...
I'm joking.
So effectively, there's been an uproar. People are saying, you know, why haven't black actors, Latino actors, Asian actors, why haven't they been nominated this year for Oscars? And the large reason is due to the fact that they're saying the people who make the nominations are predominantly white. So
white males.
White males. Mm. So they're unable to, I guess, identify with some of the content of some of the black films, like Straight Outta Compton, even though they were nominated actually this year, but none of the actors were. It was for best written screenplay. And the crew weren't invited as well. But yeah, so that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So who wants to start? Who wants to jump into the lion's den?
Lion's den, you know.
I'm of two minds of it, to be honest with you. Okay, so this is how I feel. I completely understand it. I understand the uproar. I understand the backlash behind this situation. I mean, it's not a true representation of what the world is. The nominations, the people that were nominated, and representation is an important thing, because it shows the younger generation, but it shows the current generation as well, that you can also do this. You can be that person if somebody that looks like you has done it as well. So I've seen, I've just seen on Twitter, I don't know if this is staged, but I've seen pictures of people in Stormtrooper outfits, like black children in Stormtrooper outfits. And that's clearly because John Boyega was a Stormtrooper in the latest Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
so representation is important. And because it's not there, it is of a concern.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of it, I'm like, okay, this has been going on for years. Why is it now you say something about it? Because all of a sudden it's now an all-white casting for, and it's an all-white casting for just the acting performance roles, not the other categories.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So what is the... Why is there an outrage now? Why now? When this is something that's been going on for years. How many black people have even won the Oscars anyway? Like in terms of the acting performances,
performance? Yeah, like best actor.
I think that's across all categories. You know,
I think that's across all categories.
I think 32 black people have won the Oscars across all categories, so that includes music and acting performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's okay, so it's basically six black males have won the Oscars.
And one black female, Halle
Berry. And one black female.
Okay, yeah. When's the first one that won an
Oscar? First one was in 1963 was when the first a black man won the award.
What's his name? Is it Sydney?
Sydney something. I can't remember his surname. Sydney something. But if you guys find Denzel Washington's speech when he won his first Oscar, then you'll know who he's talking about. It's Sydney something. I can't remember his name.
I can't pronounce his last name. Sydney Poitier or something. I don't know. Poitier. But yeah. He was the first one to get nominated as well. First black actor to get nominated for best acting lead role. 1958. 5 years before he won it. So yeah. Yeah, big up him, boy.
That's alive. Yeah, that's live. I think he's from the Bahamas as well. Caribbean, stand up. effectively, Jada's not going. Black people are outraged at the fact that their own are not being nominated for Oscar awards.
I mean, I've said my points. What do you guys think? Personally, what do you guys think?
Okay, here's what I think. I agree with some elements of Jada's video in the fact that, you know, she was saying that black people, it's time for us to hold back our resources and invest them into our own communities.
Yeah.
And fund projects that show us in the light of who we truly are.
Yeah.
I think there's been certain conversations that have gone around in saying that, you know, with black people, we tend to be represented as, you know, if we're not represented as maids or the help, then we're some sort of drug dealer or living in the ghetto in you know, those kind of roles. And that's not the narrative of every black person. So I think I agree with her to an extent. I think, look, at the end of the day, if you're not getting recognition from a certain group of people, then just start running your own stuff or start investing in your own communities and valuing the accolades that your community give out to your own, to one another. For example, like, people are always fighting for Grammys. Our Grammy nomination is the one of the biggest accolades, if not the biggest accolade in music. But then when BET are giving you an award, you don't turn up to the award show because you see BET as less than you. Do you get what I mean? It's we're constantly fighting for the mainstream accolades, but then at the same time, we're trying to fight and say, no, we should be, you know, celebrating ourselves or celebrating, you know, one another. Then, boy, I don't know.
Go where you're celebrated, not tolerated.
Exactly. Basically. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think, you know, it's a very politically, emotionally charged topic at the minute, especially with what's been going on in America with police brutality and young black boys in the States. So I think that element of it is kind of increasing the emotion towards it. People are frustrated. People are like, you know, at the minute there's a lot of racial instability and less racial cohesion in the States. So I think it's also emotionally charged from that aspect of things as well. That's what I think. I agree with her to an extent, effectively, but I mean,
but isn't that what BET is for? What she's saying about, oh yeah, let's make our own kind of, let's invest in our own.
That's when you got to ask her the question, do you even attend the BET Awards? Like, are you there? Are you really representing black people? Because the way I see it, I know, was it, I don't know who said it, but someone said that she's all of a sudden speaking up because her husband wasn't nominated for an award. Now, I don't know if that's true, but would that might have sparked her to do the video. She may have thought about black people as well, about us as a race as a whole, but it might have been sparked by her husband not being nominated for an award.
That's what Aunt Viv said.
Now, yeah, that was it, yeah. Aunt Viv.
Y'all remember the first Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Effectively, she did a clapback video to Jada saying, clapback season. She basically said, you know, the reason why Jada's making a fuss is because her husband wasn't nominated for an Oscar award this year. Now, I don't know how true that is, but if you think about it, Jada said she won't be attending, she won't be watching, and she wished Chris Rock, who's the host, I believe, the best of luck, but she wouldn't be watching or she wouldn't be in attendance. Now, if Will had won an Oscar for an Oscar for Concussion, she would be in attendance.
Yeah,
and she would be watching. So it's kind of like, I know Will did an interview and he was saying that, you know, even if he was nominated for an award, he thinks that Jada still would have done that video and still would have said, you know, we're not gonna tolerate this anymore. But I mean, if your spouse is about to win an Oscar award or has been nominated for an Oscar, you're going to be in attendance and you're going to be watching. So, I mean,
I think that's rubbish. I don't believe that. I honestly.
So you agree with Aunt Viv?
Yeah, I agree with Aunt Viv. Yeah, I think that
Janet Hubert.
I'm sorry, Janet Hubert. So I can't call her.
She's Aunt Viv in our hearts, man.
That's my auntie, isn't it?
First auntie,
sweet Aunt Viv.
But yeah, no, Janet Hubert is. I think she's right because here's how I see it. I think those guys in Hollywood, they live in the bubble. They don't really see what's going on. That's their own community. I don't see what's going on in the world, but when it affects them, it's like, oh, we all need to rally together. We need to rally together, you know, and be strong and do our own thing.
Yeah, I think
get out of here.
I think they do see what's going on, but I feel like it's like me as well. I do. I mean, I don't know if it's a bad thing. It's a thing where if something's going on, I'm not bothered. But when it comes to affect me now, that's when I'm like, oh man. You know what? No, we need to stand up. You know, do you know what I mean? We need to take action. Yeah, I think that's how it is with anyone, really. You're not really going to do anything about something until it has an effect on you.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, but saying she's only doing it because of Will not getting nominated is a bit.
I
could agree with it to an extent, but I don't know.
If my wife was winning an Oscar, or if my wife was being nominated for an Oscar, I'm going to be in attendance, even if there aren't any other, you know, people of color being nominated. I'm going to be in attendance because I'm going to support. So, I don't know. That's what I think.
What do you guys think about what Stacey Dash said? She said that there shouldn't be segregation. There should be integration, and if we want integration, there shouldn't be any BET awards or Black History Month. What do you guys think about that?
Stacey Dash,
she is so fine. But
She's so fine here, but I don't know. She went down in the ranks for me when I saw that. She went down in the ranks, man, because. You know what? I used to carry that sort of ideology in terms of, you know, why is there a black entertainment television? Why is there not, you know, what would we say if there was, or what would the black community say if there was a white entertainment television? But quickly, I had to just come to my senses, because what you realize is that predominantly all the TV channels, bar a few, you know, are... predominantly white, you know, they serve a predominantly white audience. I think what she said was misplaced. I don't think she really knew what she was talking about, to be honest. To say that there shouldn't be a Black History Month, I mean, we have Black History Month to represent and celebrate the good things that have come from the black community, and not just to remember the terrible history, even though we have a history.
Because unfortunately, because the thing is, it's like Hollywood want to remind us as well. It's like, that is your history, slavery. I'm not saying the slave movies weren't a good thing. It's always good to touch on the good and the bad that happens. But me, the way I see it is that when you think about black people in Hollywood and you think about what they do, all they do is perform in slavery movies. That's it. That's their niche. When the thing
not always.
So when else? Because especially when they are highlighted by accolades such as the Oscars, you're not going to see any other type of movie
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, I forgot about The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's just to name one.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend was not nominated for an Oscar, bro.
No, you're talking Oscar.
I'm talking about Oscars. Oscar, I'm not. Okay. If we're gonna talk about, I'm talking about Oscar. I'm not talking about.
12 Years a Slave was nominated for.
I'm talking about Oscar. I'm not talking because if we want to talk about everything beneath the Oscars, cool. Yeah, of course, we're seeing the different types of lives, like different walks of life.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I'm talking about right at the top,
the highest of high.
The last nomination for Best Actor was 12 Years a Slave.
See what I mean?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Which was an excellent movie.
It was a good movie.
I watched it on the plane. Bad decision. I was vexed. Oh my I was vexed. Oh my gosh. Bad decision. Don't watch it on the plane. But then I guess, you know, it begs to ask the question, should we just be looking for sympathy votes or looking for nominations based on color? You know, people like Leonardo DiCaprio, he's been nominated 5 times for an Oscar and he's never won. I think it should be more about the caliber of the actor than whether the actor is black or white. And I do appreciate there is a racial, you know, there is an issue at hand. The industry is not diverse enough. And I like what Will Smith said. He was saying effectively that the industry is a reflection of society. If there within the industry, if there aren't enough roles being casted for, you know, people of color and diverse backgrounds to play leading roles, then it's going to slim the chances of them being nominated for Oscars. I watched Concussion with Will Smith and I thought the plot was amazing. I thought I thought his acting and the way he portrayed the character was great, but his Nigerian accent wasn't on point.
Shocking.
At all.
It was a appalling.
Shambles. Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to put it nicely. It was shocking. It was a shambles. but that doesn't take away from the fact that he's still a great actor. Maybe he didn't just get nominated this year, but you know, he's been nominated before.
He's been nominated once before. I think so. Yeah, 2001. That was for Ali.
Really? Ooh. Not Pursuit of Happiness. That movie was a bang.
No, twice. Yeah. Pursuit of Happiness.
I was about
as well,
to say okay. That movie was okay.
He's never won an Oscar though.
He lost to Denzel, and then he lost to Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, he lost to Forrest as well. Yeah,
Forrest is a bad man, you know.
For Last King of Scotland.
Woo! I still haven't watched that movie. You know,
it's fire.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think is the solution then? What do you think is the what's the solution?
Bun the Oscars, bun the Grammys, bun any type of award that suspiciously shuns those of different races. Forget them. Like, to be honest with you, like, when this whole thing came up, I was like, why does anyone even care? Like, these guys have not acknowledged any of our talents for years. So why are we all of a sudden going to be up in arms because they haven't acknowledged us? Go where you're celebrated.
Yeah,
like, you got the BET Awards. You got, in the UK, you have the MOBOs. You have all these type of awards that do celebrate diversity, that celebrate people of color. Go where you're celebrated, not tolerated. But again, I'm speaking from somebody who is not in the that isn't in performing arts. I don't make music. I don't act. So maybe I shouldn't really speak on it. I shouldn't tell them to bun the Grammys or the Oscars. But Snoop Dogg told them, so you know. he said F all of that. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Me, that's what I agree with what Snoop Dogg said. That's forget them. Go to where you're celebrated. Go do your own thing. Like when Jada said, we should all get our resources and do our own thing. BET is there, Miss Pinkett Smith. Have you been there? Anyways, but yeah, that's how I feel.
But do you think Snoop Dogg saying that because he never won a Grammy?
Exactly. Because that's the other point.
I mean, people.
Yeah,
like,
How many times was he nominated again?
17.
17.
He's been nominated 17 times and he's never won. If this is the other thing, like what you said earlier, Enoch, people only have a problem with something when it directly affects you. If I've been like nominated 18 times for a Grammy and I've won 15 out of the 18 times, I'm not gonna dismiss the Grammy.
That's the same thing Whoopi Goldberg said. You know,
exactly.
She was like, oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with the Oscars because I've won one.
Exactly. 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 And if you think about it, it's not even necessarily that, you know, black people need to play roles or people of color need to play roles that are, you know, how am I going to phrase this? Like, it's not that we need to be playing anything spectacular in order to get the attention of the Oscars. Like, look at Monique's performance in Precious. She played like a drug dealing mother and she was phenomenal and she won an Oscar as a result of that.
Yeah,
I don't think... Monique won.
Did she?
Yeah, she won Best Supporting Actress.
Okay, yeah.
Again, if you're not winning, you're going to think there's an issue. Do you get what I mean? If you are winning, you won't. You don't hear Beyonce complaining about winning, about the Grammys and how it's not diverse enough because she stay winning. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she
winning.
Stay winning. So it's like... Yeah, it's... I don't know.
But saying that, just people do speak out even when they do win, because in this isn't the Oscars yet, by the way, this is the Grammys, but in 1989 Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff were they won Best Rap Performance.
Oh yeah, they did.
But it wasn't televised in 1989. So in 1990 they boycotted the Grammys because of that incident,
because it wasn't televised.
Yeah, because it wasn't televised.
Yeah,
so they're like, no, nah, bun you. Forget this. We're not going to be here. So again, you have to think. Okay, if Will Smith could boycott the Grammys and he's now boycotting the Oscars, his principles are clearly still intact. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
his principles are still intact.
Yeah,
and he wasn't the greatest rapper, but he won. So that says a lot, man.
I think part of me also though thinks that this isn't just about color. I don't know. I can't help think that this is not just about color, because I remember when Rich did an interview on Not For The Radio, and he was saying how with the MOBOs, it was like Kanye King, him and Kanye King were, you know, they were talking about, and she was giving him the impression that he was going to win something.
Yeah.
And then he came and then he didn't win, and he thought, well, I'm not going to come back here then. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't think it's just about color. I don't think it's just about, you know, it's not as black and white, excuse the pun. Yeah. But, you know, it's...
I think it's a mixture of things.
It's a mixture of things. It's a mixture of things. And I think, you know, we should be celebrating actors for the caliber of the performance that they portray, not just, you know, giving out votes because they're black or because they're Latina or because they're Asian. Because even the figures show as well, like 5 Latino people have won the Oscars and only 3 actors of Asian descent have ever won the award as well. So this is not just a black thing. This is affecting Asian actors, Latina actors, but what did they go and do? They have their own industries, Bollywood, and then you have the Latin film industry is massive.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? They go and build their own communities, and they don't, you know, they don't care for this.
Nollywood, bang bang.
Let us know what you think. Hit us up on Twitter at The Point Says. Yeah, we want to know what you think on the Oscars uproar. Right now, we're about to get into some music. This song is called Pocket Morse by Pocket Dragon. Shouts out to them. It's The Point.
Yeah, so that was Pocket Dragon, Pocket Morse. Actually gigged with them a couple of weeks ago. These guys were there. It was a good gig. It was a good gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, man.
Yeah. While we're at it...
What are you feeling?
It's come to that time in the show where we let you know what we're feeling at the minute. Could be anything. Music, books, television programs. So come on, lads, chat to me. Enoch. What are you feeling, bro?
Yeah, I'm feeling a book by an author named Paulo Coelho. I'm sure some of you may have heard of it, The Alchemist. Proper good story, actually. I really enjoyed it. Borrowed it from a friend of mine, and she liked it. So I thought, you know what, yeah, I'll give it a read, because, yeah, we share books. So, yeah, I really liked it, and I'm going to check out more of his books, actually. Yeah, he's a good writer, good storyteller. Yeah.
Afo, what are you feeling?
Yeah. Okay, what I'm feeling at this current moment, I've been listening to an artist called Logic, who I keep on telling these guys about. Yeah. So he just released a new album called The Incredible True Story. It's a concept album about space. Well, it's not really about space, but if you listen to it, there's like a story behind the album, and it's in space. Yeah, wicked album, by the way. One of the top lyricists of the new generation, in my opinion. Yeah, very, very sick. Go check it out.
I'm feeling an album by Christian music group Jesus Culture. They just released a new album entitled Let It Echo. My favorite tracks on the album are Never Gonna Stop Singing, Alive in You, and Set Me Ablaze. And also one of my favorite female vocalists at the minute, Kim Walker Smith, features, and her voice is powerful. You guys definitely need to check that out.
Let us know what you're feeling on Twitter at The Point Says. Use the hashtag SWTP. Yeah, let us know what you're feeling.
What are you feeling?
So yeah, we can't really end this podcast without talking about the Super Bowl halftime performance and Beyonce's video Formation. So yeah, I'm sure everybody's seen it. If you haven't, go and watch it and then come back to this podcast. But yeah.
Press pause.
Yeah, but press pause on this. But okay, basically, so the video was very controversial for several reasons. One being her sitting on top of a police car in New Orleans while it sinks. A child standing in front of the police in a black hoodie. So one would say that this was a video highlighting the issues of police brutality within the US. And of course, there were people that are going to be against it and, you know, found it inappropriate. Guys, what do you guys think? What do you guys think about the video, the halftime, the Super Bowl halftime performance? What do you guys think? I got my views, but I want to hear what you guys want to say.
So, you know, they're doing anti-Beyonce rallies protests, which is really interesting. I think the video was... I actually liked the video in terms of, like, just the way it was shot and the scenes. Yeah. But I must say, you know, for a long time, people have said about Beyonce... What people have said about Beyonce and Jay-Z is that they don't really stand out publicly for issues concerning their demographic or their race. So this was effectively Beyonce putting those people to silence, saying, look, I am about the Black Lives Matter movement. I am aware of what's going on with police brutality. And she showed that through her video. But you know what? If I'm honest, I don't see that Super Bowl performance. When I watched it, firstly, I felt like, okay, you know, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, you know, doing a dance battle. But I didn't. I mean, the dancers were dressed as Black Panthers or paying homage to the Black Panthers. And then they were formated in an X. So people were saying that she was giving reference to Malcolm X.
I didn't know it's that.
Exactly. Like, personally, if you watch the performance, I don't really feel like it was that deep, if I'm honest. Like, I feel like people are just extracting from it, you know, things that weren't even intended. Like, this was just, I guess, yeah, you know, there is definitely an element of support. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for?
Pro-black.
There is definitely a pro-black element to what was being displayed, but I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah. First time I watched it, I was excited because Bruno was up there killing it. The band was killing it, everything. And then Beyonce came out. I was like, oh, look, Beyonce. So I thought it was going to be a vibey song. But then, I think it just went dry after she joined up. It went really dry because it was like, it was nice, man. He was doing, Bruno was doing Uptown Funk. He had a different arrangement and it was pretty cool. Like, it was a very good arrangement. And then Beyonce came out twerking to Black Lives Matters, and
and the rest was history.
Yeah.
What do you think, Afo, about the performance, the video?
I think the video was powerful. I think it's always good when somebody who has a large fan base is able to highlight issues that have a negative impact on the community. It's always good when somebody does that. However, again, I'm of two minds with Beyonce, because as soon as that, after the Super Bowl performance, she announced a tour. She announced a world tour. Like, to me, that just looks as if that you're going to, what's the word? She's going to profit off.
Yeah.
Off highlighting police brutality. Oh. That looks crazy to me. The timing is terrible. Again, that's her.
What's wrong with her timing and Jay-Z's timing? Look at not even timing, their PR. Like, look at the Tidal thing. When they came up with all those rich artists and they were speaking about, oh, but we're being cheated of our money. We got millionaires on the stage. This is mad. Like, what's wrong with their PR? They should all get fired. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just look at that. Like, it's I can't really side with Beyonce, man. It looks mad. Like, she's profiting off Billy's brutality. No,
I disagree.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Afro. Like, because I remember I said something about it where the whole there's no such thing as bad publicity. Like, an artist would do something controversial, and then next thing you know, like, oh, I'm dropping an album. Oh yeah, check it out, kind of thing. So then the people that were like, kind of like, oh, like, you know, burning up about this whole incident that was going on, they'd be like, yeah, let's listen to the album because she might be saying something about that, or he might be talking about that. Like the whole. Like I said this before, the whole Chris Brown and Rihanna thing, as soon as either of them drop an album, everyone's going to listen to it because they're going to think, oh, I think he's talking about Rihanna in this song, or oh, I think she's talking about Chris in this song. Do you know what I mean? It's a bad thing to say, but there's no such thing as bad publicity, and you do profit from the things that go on around you, and make money, you got to take advantage of what's going on sometimes, but... whether it's right or not, I'm not the one.
More
to
really,
say,
that looks mad.
Yeah, I'm not.
That looks mad to me.
It's a whole different convo. But yeah, I'm not to say, not to take away from what she stands for, or you know, Black Lives Matter and everything. So yeah,
I think the reason why I would say I disagree, Afro, is because. I wouldn't say that she's profiting off of Black Lives Matter, per se. I mean, the tour is, you know, Beyonce does these world tours and she'll announce them at certain points. She'll drop an album secretly, she'll announce a world tour. She'll do some massive performance and then she'll announce a world tour. It was fitting, given the fact that she's, you know, been away from music for a little while. This is now her first major performance since then. You know, the buzz is up, she releases the video and then, as a result, does a tour. If we're going to say that people shouldn't profit from police brutality, then we need to look at albums like To Pimp a Butterfly, which talks about institutional racism, which talks about issues of police brutality. We need to look at albums like Black Messiah by D'Angelo, which was also, I mean, the police brutality and the whole Black Lives Matter movement was part of the reason why D'Angelo decided to release his album when he did. He took a massive hiatus and he thought, you know what? These songs are now fitting to what's been going on. Obviously, you know, there's been police brutality for years and years and years. You can see that, you know, everywhere. Here in the UK, in America. But, you know, I wouldn't say she's profiting off of that. I mean, artists are going to... Art needs to come from experience. And if that's what you're experiencing at the minute... then that's what's going to come out in art. Do you get what I mean? Like, if we're not going to talk about, if we're not, you know, that means Kendrick should effectively give out To Pimp a Butterfly for free and D'Angelo shouldn't have, have come off hiatus and released Black Messiah. Because, a lot of the songs are inspired and the performances are inspired by what went on. That's why I would say I disagree.
I would still disagree with you because Kendrick's always been like that. So it's not... It's not a thing where he's had to.
K Dot.
Okay, K Dot.
Before
Kendrick, you want to call him K Dot? All right, cool. But Kendrick, most of the time, has always been like that. And you could say from Section 80. From Section 80, he's been like that.
Mm.
It's not as if that. And he didn't announce after something so big like the Super Bowl, he didn't announce, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, I'm doing a world tour. Buy some tickets, please. It's around £150, by the way. But don't worry. do you see what I mean? Like, Kendrick has always been like that. Beyonce, I'm not saying she hasn't done anything for her fellow people. I'm not saying that. I'm not in her life every day. But to me, that looks crazy. It doesn't sit well with me. It just does not sit well with me, man. I'm not like, again, like I'm saying, I have to reiterate this because I don't want anyone to assume that I don't like Beyonce. Now, she's cool. I don't find her music amazing, whatever, but like I don't find her music great or anything, but I like her as an artist, and I think what she did in the video was very powerful. The lyrics, however, ain't really much in the lyrics anyway. Like, I'm not even going to repeat it because there's just a lot of profanity in it.
Like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to let you finish.
I mean, but like, look at the lyrics. Look at the lyrics of the song as well, Formation. There ain't really anything that is pro-black about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, hold on. Let me just find a little... I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag. Okay. All right. One thing that I would say is that the video is not anti-police like some people... have said, like, for example, the former mayor of New York, I cannot remember his name. His name is irrelevant anyway. But he said that the video was anti-police. It's not. It's anti-police brutality, which is something that has been highlighted, especially in America, over the past couple of years. It's not. But I don't know. It's just some people just, like, they're looking. It's like they're looking to find... I wouldn't even say the negatives of a movement, but there's always something to nitpick about it. It's like nobody wants to come together and just try and resolve an issue. It's just that, no, you're against the... Gavin, man.
Do you know what? It's funny as well, because all the... like you said, the was it governor of New York?
Yeah, former governor. No, former mayor.
Former mayor of New York.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because there's also a local councillor in Canada. His name's Jim Karyjanis. Basically, he said that following the Super Bowl 50 performance, that the federal government should investigate Beyoncé to see whether she's financially supported the new Black Panthers in any way. And if she has, then she shouldn't be allowed entry into Canada. The Canada government have also banned people like The Game, Chris Brown and A$AP Rocky. So if they found that she was supporting them, which I don't know if she is financially, then... effectively, her two stops in Canada, in Toronto and Edmonton in May, will be cancelled.
It won't be, but whatever. They're just talking, in my opinion. Mm. They're just waffling just because they can. Nothing's going to happen to Beyonce. You've got to remember, Beyonce is like Queen Bee.
Yeah, the fans love her.
The fans love her.
They don't have it.
The people it's talk, true. not these puppets. But anyway.
Conspiracy.
Get me. Yeah. So guys, I don't know if you noticed, but we have a website. It's called thepointldn.com, and that's where we post a few blogs. You might have noticed that there are a few up now, but we're going to tell you about a few others that we've posted recently. Mike, go through.
So I recently posted a blog on 5 artists that you should probably add to your playlist under The Point Discover. That's where we bring you new artists, undiscovered talent, underground talent, just so you can be aware before they blow. I really enjoyed writing that article, actually. Those are 5 artists that I listen to quite keenly. So check that out. I also wrote about my Guatemala expedition. Over New Year's, I took a solo trip to a country I'd never been before, to travel with people I'd never met before, and it was one of the best trips of my life. And I wrote all about it on thepointldn.com, so go and check that out.
I wrote an article on automation. So the title is Automation Humans Need Not Apply. And it's basically just the... I wanted to highlight the increase in automated activities within different industries. Like, for example, I'm sure you guys are aware that when cars are being constructed, they're done by robots. And so there are many other things that are going to be... many other activities that are going to be completed by robots. Like, for example, cars can now drive themselves. You don't need people. So you Uber drivers, y'all gonna need some new jobs. So I just highlight things like that. So yeah, check that out. ThePointLDN.com. Got a few more blogs coming soon. Yeah.
Cheer.
All right, guys, we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Follow us on all our social media platforms. Twitter at The Point Says, Instagram The Point Official, Snapchat The Point Live. Be sure to go on our website, read the blogs, comment, have a good little old chat between yourself and your friends. Yeah, now sit back, relax, and listen to the musical productions of Enoch. It's been The Point, SWTP, straight to The Point, and we're out. Blah!